The New Jersey legislature voted this afternoon to legalize betting on sporting events, and now we're off to the races.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear...
Back in 2012, the state passed a sports betting law under then-Governor Chris Christie. They were sued by all of the major sports leagues and the NCAA. They claimed the law violated the Federal Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act, which basically blocks states other than Nevada from taking bets on sporting events. The Supreme Court at long last took up the case, and in a 6-3 decision, the court struck down the ban on sports betting, and so let the games begin.
Appetite!
I got the horse! Right here!
New Jersey's been waiting for this moment, and the moment Governor Murphy signs a bill, casinos and racetracks across the state are already set up to start taking bets. WHYY's Joe Hernandez visited one of those tracks yesterday.
Dennis Drazen went to a racetrack for the first time in 1958. His dad took him. Drazen said it was love at first sight. He got his law degree and later bought a horse of his own in 1980.
Well, the first horse we raced was named Bodacious Tatas.
Today, Drazen runs the Central New Jersey racetrack Monmouth Park, and he's had to find a way to keep the track financially solvent, which can be a difficult job.
It's tough to make any money on racing. So, you know, the racing revenues are probably a loss.
That's why Drazen, as the head of the New Jersey Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association, joined the state in suing the major sports leagues in an effort to eliminate the ban on sports betting. Well before the cases were resolved, a confident Drazen partnered with the sports betting company William Hill to build a new facility for sports betting at Monmouth Park. Drazen says the track took a gamble on sports betting and won.
I'm happy with this. We're going to make money. We're going to save racing. The state's going to make money. This is a win-win for everybody.
Drazen and Monmouth Park aren't the only ones hoping to make some money as a result of the Supreme Court's ruling. One group that is sure to cash in on sports betting is the state of New Jersey itself. Rummy Pandit researches gaming and hospitality at Stockton University.
The revenue that was being generated illegally is now going to be generated legally and is going to generate taxes for the state.
The New Jersey treasurer estimates the state will earn about $13 million from sports betting in its first year. Others say that's a conservative calculation. The American Gaming Association estimates that people in the U.S. illegally wager $150 billion on sports annually. Pandit says the legalization of sports betting will also be a boon to Atlantic City, which is hoping to recast its image from the old days as a hub for casino gambling.
There is a whole new market that will be coming to New Jersey now, and they'll be coming not just for sports betting, they'll be coming for the experience. We are entertainment, we are hospitality, we are lodging, we are food and beverage, all of the above, and we have a beach.
New Jersey's long and winding road to legal sports betting began a decade ago. In 2008, former Union City Mayor Rudy Garcia went to place a bet with his bookie and instead walked into an FBI sting. He was arrested and charged. His friend, Ray Lesniak, heard what happened to Garcia and found the whole ordeal unfair.
My indignation was for my friend who was arrested for doing something that he could have done very well done legally in Las Vegas. And what I did when I carried bets from my dad to the local grocery store to place.
Lesniak also happened to be a state senator at the time and decided to challenge the federal ban on sports betting. First, he successfully pushed for an amendment to the New Jersey Constitution. Then, Lesniak and the administration of then-Governor Chris Christie went to court with the four major sports leagues who wanted to keep the federal ban on sports betting in place. That produced a years-long legal battle, which finally ended in May when the Supreme Court overturned the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act of 1992. Before the bill was passed, states had a chance to legalize sports betting, but many of them, including New Jersey, didn't take it. Lesniak says the odds were against him, but he came out on top.
All these great legal minds, you know, Lesniak has no idea what he's talking about. There's no way this is going to happen. That's why I feel just a little bit self-satisfaction.
There have been a few setbacks in New Jersey since sports betting became legal a few weeks ago. Delaware became the first state to offer sports gambling after the Supreme Court ruling, even though New Jersey had been preparing for legalization for years. And the four major professional leagues, baseball, basketball, football, and hockey, continue to argue that legalized sports betting could compromise the integrity of their games. They asked New Jersey lawmakers to impose an integrity fee on bets to help fund the league's efforts to combat illegal wagering and fixes, but the legislature refused. The leagues are also asking for a requirement that casinos and racetracks share information about sketchy betting patterns with the leagues. Lesniak says he's confident Governor Phil Murphy will sign the sports betting legislation soon. And when he does, Lesniak says he intends to place the first legal sports bet in the state's history.
And I'm going to bet on a future book for the Giants to, oh, this is going to be in Philadelphia. So pardon me, Eagle fans. I'm not Donald Trump. I'm a Giant fan. for the Giants to win a Super Bowl.
Don't think the odds are too strong on that one. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.